the 35, 30. He's at the 20, he's at the 15, he's at the 10, he's at the 5, touchdown.
We are WCCP, 105.5, The Roar.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar. I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone.
Hey, welcome back. Glad to have you with us here starting hour number two. Tony Morrell's going to join us at the top of the next hour. Talk some South Carolina recruiting coming up with him. You've seen Troy Aikman now. Speaking of quarterbacks in the NFL, you've seen Troy Aikman talk about Pro Flowers and why he is a professional.
Troy Aikman's not my spokesperson for Pro Flowers. I'll tell you that much.
I'm your spokesperson for
Absolutely.
Pro Flowers?
Absolutely.
Well, that's what I strive to be. A Hall of Famer he is, a Hall of Famer I am. Talking about this, Pro Flowers makes it easy to order. You can order like a pro. Find the perfect bouquet at the perfect price with a 7-day freshness guarantee. Freshly cut, carefully packaged, and express delivery means flowers arrive in perfect condition. How do you do this, you might ask? Well, this is simple. Valentine's Day is just days away now. Right now, you can get one dozen assorted roses, a free glass vase for just $24.99, plus shipping and handling. You go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone, top right-hand corner of the page, enter the promo code Mickey, M-I-C-K-E-Y, to choose your perfect roses at the perfect price. That's proflowers.com. Click on the microphone and enter the code Mickey, M-I-C-K-E-Y. Do that at proflowers.com. Order those today. Hour number two. We've kind of run out of time in talking about Kyler Murray and his decision. I saw a picture during the break, Zach, of Doug Flutie when he was in a Patriots uniform, standing in the huddle.
Mm-hmm.
And all these offensive linemen are beside him, and it's like, man, this is unbelievable, like just how tiny he is. It changes everything. Now, we'll tell you this. Short quarterbacks throw the deep ball well. You heard me?
I heard you. Why do you say that?
Because their trajectory is almost like short fellas shooting free throws. I don't know why, but because you don't throw the ball on a line on a deep ball, because you put air underneath it, because there is nothing on a pass across the middle, on a short pass, guys get their hands up. Your release point's at five. If he's 5'9 and 7'8, his release point is a foot higher than that, maybe. How far is my arm ahead of my head? Is that a foot?
Yeah, a foot and a half.
Okay. So your release point's higher than that, but still you blow up. But a 6-foot, 5-inch defensive lineman gets his hands up, and he's going to bat that down. When you're throwing a football on a deep ball, a 30, 40, 50-yard pass downfield, that ball comes out on a higher trajectory and is not affected by any by height. You can say a vision a little
by
bit.
By what?
Huh?
By what?
Height.
Height.
It's not affected by your height or height.
Height.
You see what I'm saying?
I
because
hear
it comes out, it projects out on a higher trajectory. Right? It's like trying to hit a four iron through a tree rather than hitting a pitching wedge over a tree. But can we say it? Short guys shoot free throws better than tall guys?
Yes.
I think it has something to do with the trajectory. I don't know. But I watched Joe Hamilton at Georgia Tech, who was 5'9", throw the prettiest deep balls you've ever seen. Almost one of them Heisman Trophy throwing these beautiful deep balls. You got to move in the pocket a bunch. You got to find passing windows. You the vision is affected. No matter who you are, unless you're like a Trevor Lawrence at 6'6", and they're jumping too, by the way, sometimes. So, you know, you're not going to throw it through defensive linemen. I don't care how tall you are. Outside of Dikembe Mutombo or Dikembe Kansiko, but so you're going to move a little bit, but still just the vision up part of it, just seeing it all part of it. Rather than looking at the back of jerseys, you know, you're actually seeing right between helmets and over helmets. So that's a big, big part of it. With that said, I looked it up too. Can I tell you the first time I ever saw Kyler Murray play football?
Please.
He entered the game against South Carolina when he was at Texas A&M. You see the text message of the little Martian guy?
That is what he looks like.
That's what he looks like, man.
Yeah, you're accurate there.
He's got a tiny, tiny little body. He's officially at 5'11", 194 at Oklahoma's website. But the AD said last night, 5'9", and 7/8". And 194, right or wrong, I don't know. But it looks like a frail type situation, right?
5'9", 7/8" with in his socks.
Right.
Cleats are going to add a couple inches to that.
But there are other guys riding cleats, too. It's not like they're going to play in their socks.
Hey, let's give them what we can.
Good.
Let's give them what we can. Put the big spikes on, then you get another inch in there.
You will look, when you see him play an NFL game, it will stand out like nobody you've ever seen standing out.
I think he's got a shot, right? People are like, he's going to get crushed in football. He's way too small. And he just won the Heisman Trophy. Like, he's not bad.
Different.
He's not bad.
Johnny Manziel won the Heisman Trophy.
Sure. Johnny Manziel was also a nutcase off the field.
Joe Hamilton almost won the Heisman Trophy. Finished second, I think. I mean, 5'8", 5'9", 5'10" quarterbacks don't play in the NFL. So I will tell you this. No.
They don't play in college usually.
But you can play in college. You spread the field. You run the zone read. You move around. You can play in college. But you don't play in the NFL. Right?
Most of the time, yes.
Okay. I mean, let me ask you something. Does a 265-pound offensive lineman play in the NFL?
No.
We got 265-pound offensive lineman in college football, don't
we? Yeah, we do.
I mean, not a lot.
Go down to Georgia Tech when they run the option all the time.
So see what I'm saying? I mean, this is different. Do option quarterbacks play in the NFL?
No. No, not anymore.
I mean, it's a different league. And I tell you, man, measurables, you know why they measure hand size? You know why they measure arm span, why they measure? I mean, they measure all these things because in that league, in that fine line between winning and losing, those things matter. And those things, you're going to give somebody bigger a chance.
Don't tell me hand size matters when we saw Hunter Renfrow have, like, the smallest hands of all time as he measured his the other day.
Did you see the picture of Metcalf?
DJ Metcalf. Metcalf.
Yeah.
Looks like the Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
He's too big.
See, now
he's a wide receiver, isn't he?
Yeah. Now what you're saying is a guy's too big.
He looks like LeRon Landry from a couple of years ago.
Bigger than that, though.
I don't know. Landry is gigantic.
Yeah. But Landry made it in the NFL.
The guy's trying to be a tight end in the NFL.
Yeah. DK Metcalf. I'll ask you this.
Length.
The whole Pan dilemma is getting me. Who has a better career in the NFL? DJ Metcalf or Hunter Renfrow?
Hunter.
Right.
Hunter.
He does.
Yeah.
Who'd you rather have on your team?
I mean, I'm going to be partial to Hunter Renfrow.
Right. So.
Because I'm not sure Metcalf can touch his toes now.
I'm not sure Metcalf can put his hands together close enough to catch a football.
Yeah, I don't know if he could actually put his hands out straight in front of him and then close them together.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
I've also convinced myself, speaking of Hunter Renfrow, that Clemson's going to be just fine at the tight end position because his little brother is on the team at tight end, if I'm not mistaken. Cole?
Yes.
If there's a Renfrow still on the team.
Any Renfrow.
I feel like we're going to be okay, right?
Yeah. You think there's a chance, I hear it in your voice, you think there's a chance that Kyler Murray can play in the NFL.
I want him to be able to play in the NFL. I think he's an exciting talent to watch. He's fun to watch. If his game translates even a little bit, he doesn't have to change who he is. Remember how the Redskins changed who RG3 was?
Yes.
And it didn't work?
Right.
They did it because he got hurt a lot, and that could very well be the case with Kyler Murray. But if he doesn't have to change his game too much, I think it can be an exciting thing to watch each and every Sunday.
You can say that you had to change Lamar Jackson a little bit.
Yeah.
And they did a little bit. Lamar Jackson's 6'3".
A little bit, yeah. But he's still been more of a threat on the ground than he has through the air so far in his NFL career.
But he's 6'3".
Yeah.
And in the end, it is that running threat that makes him successful in the pocket too sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And then still, to on top of that, let's don't pretend like he was some unbelievable passer last year.
He's a decent arm, but yeah, he was definitely struggling with the complexity of the coverages in the NFL.
Right. 58% completion percentage, threw for 1,200 yards, 6 touchdowns, 3 picks. It's not like he lit up the world last year.
Didn't have a ton of starts until the end of the season.
Right.
And when he was in there, it was a lot of that zone read stuff. It was making it easy for him, trying to simplify the game.
Right. Right. And so maybe you say, hey, we do that with this kid, but this kid's 5'9" and 194 pounds.
And 7/8".
Yeah. But I mean,
don't you short him on that.
Don't what now?
Don't short him on that.
Okay. Okay. So anyway, we'll see. Telephone number 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Texas said Fran Tarkenton was short. Yeah, look, there's examples of short guys in the league, but the league's changed.
Well, what kind of league did Fran Tarkenton play in?
Not like a 2019 NFL league. So not anything close to that. So Texas said Rendrick Taylor was the Hulk. You know, that's Bucking Slapdown. He's right. Rendrick Taylor, to be honest with you, Rendrick Taylor was almost too big to play wide receiver. You know, he was almost too muscular, too big to play wide receiver too. What a great body. Sometimes you just get, now I hadn't had this problem myself, but sometimes you do get too bulked up, right? Like what we see with Metcalf. Personally, I'm only going from what people tell me. This is nothing that I've ever experienced myself through all of that. Any more on Kyler Murray? You think he's going to make it?
I'm going to be optimistic for the guy, so I'll say he makes it for a little bit. He'll get a second contract in the NFL.
Okay. Speaking of Metcalf, you see the story come out of Oxford, Mississippi yesterday?
They vacate, was it 33 wins, 30 wins?
Yeah. Ole Miss will vacate 33 total football wins from 6 seasons between 2000 and 2016 for fielding ineligible players. According to Athletic Director Russ Bork, Monday night is the last part of the process, Bork said, in a town hall meeting in Cleveland, Mississippi. In a way, it's just a piece of paper because you saw those games. That's like sticking the NCAA's nose, rubbing her nose in it, right? But he's right. Vacating wins means nothing to me. He's right. In a way, it's just a piece of paper because you saw the games.
That being said, it brings me a bit of a sense of joy that Hugh Freeze's official record,
yes,
is down to what, like 19 wins now?
Yes.
That makes me happy. I think he's a terrible person, and I want nothing but bad things for him.
Right. And I want the kid Hooker to transfer to Liberty.
Yeah, need that to happen.
Ole Miss received the sanctions after being accused of 15 Level 1 violations under Hugh Freeze. The NCAA panel on infractions said the school lacked institutional control and fostered, quote, an unconstrained culture of booster involvement in football recruiting, unquote. The Rebels will vacate 4 wins in 2010, 2 in 2011, 7 in 2012, 7 in 2013, 8 in 2014, 5 in 2016. The vacated wins includes a 23-17 win over Alabama 2014 that resulted in the storm of the field, goalposts down, blah, blah, blah. Some of the charges date back to the tenure of the previous coach, Houston Nutt, who was fired in 2011, but most of them happened under Hugh Freeze. Remember Freeze tried to say, don't blame me, it was all Houston Nutt. The sprawling case involves alleged academic booster and recruiting misconduct. Former offensive lineman Laramie Tunzel, now the Miami Dolphins, was one of the players declared ineligible. He played in 7 wins in 13, now vacated, but sat the first 7 in 2015 while his eligibility was reviewed, then was ruled ineligible and missed the rest of the season. Houston Nutt will now have 18 wins instead of 24, the official record. Hugh Freeze will have 12 now instead of 39. Ole Miss had already served a 2-year probation, bowl bans of 17 and 18, and was given 3 years probation through 2020, as well as scholarship limit reductions and recruiting restrictions and sanctions handed down more than a year ago. Nothing surprises you through any of this. This is exactly what we talked about. This is exactly what we thought would happen. And in the athletic director is right. In a way, it is just a piece of paper because you saw the games. But in a way, it is a reminder that they were exactly what they thought, what we thought they were. Remember when we had the Ole Miss guy call in the show? This is before you, Zach, saying, man, you guys, y'all are just saying it's just smoke and we're smoke to fire. And that's not true. And Hugh Freeze is a good man. He's a religious man and blah, 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 blah. I said, okay, let's just, in the end, if you're right, it'll come out. If I'm right, it'll come out. And in the end, we kind of found out who is what in this case. So Ole Miss vacates 33 football wins over 6 seasons due to those violations. When we come back, Mr. Orr 24, I want to get your thoughts on hashtag 15 and orange. I like this idea, man. On Wednesdays, we've got a new marching order for you. You wear anything national championship around here. You wear an 81 national championship. You wear a 16 national championship. You wear an 18 national championship. Any national championship stuff on Wednesdays between now and football season. So that means I got to go down to Tiger Sports Shop today?
On Wednesdays or the 15th?
Oh, the 15th of the month. No, Wednesdays, right?
I think it's 15th. That's why it's 15 and orange, right?
Yeah, no, 15 and orange because you're 15 and 0.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So why would it be just Wednesdays?
Like solid orange Fridays? Let's look it up.
Please, yeah.
I might have misread that. Let's take a short break. We'll come back. When we do, we'll open up phone lines. Don't forget, Tony Morrell will join us as well. Also, we have college football odds for the national championship and a new poll out in which Clemson is not in the top two in the country. We'll take a short break. We'll come back for more. It's the 15th of every month, by the way. I thought it was on Wednesdays. Doggone it. 15th of every month. Can I just do mine on Wednesdays?
I mean, you can if you want to.
I'm doing mine today. Got 2016 hat on today. I was all excited about 15 and orange. So, yeah, the 15th. All right. We'll do it. Let me tell you about Granger Nissan of Anderson. I don't know how I got Wednesdays out of that. 418 vehicles on their lot right now. Give you a little stock report every day. 285 brand new vehicles on their lot right now. I want you to search into previously owned stuff, too. They do a really good job of putting all those online right now. Leases and financing and buying and leasing cars. They can do all that for you there. A little bit about who they are in the service and parts department. It's highly thought of, those guys. When you go in Damon's office, you see those guys back there hard at work on the cameras, and they're busting their butts back there every single day. You can schedule service with those folks as well. Granger Nissan of Anderson is booming right now to the point where they're moving and they can build a brand new lot. And they're in exciting times right now. Their inventory is the best it's been. Maybe ever at Nissan. Granger Nissan of Anderson. Check out some of those safety features with your cars, trucks, SUVs at Granger Nissan. Home of the lifetime powertrain warranty and proud partners of the Clemson Tigers, located at 3510 Clemson Boulevard. Go by and see them at 325-0650. 325-0650 is Granger Nissan of Anderson.com. We'll come back after a short break right after this.
Vehicles repairs can be a painful experience, but don't let them be. The experts at My Garage are here to treat your vehicle like the major investment it is. Call today to make your appointment at 633-5800 or visit us at 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson.
Are you over 40, need more stamina, don't like what you see in the mirror? Optinos is your answer. Optinos is clinically proven to increase your stamina, gain lean muscle, and improve your overall physique. Optinos works on the genetic level, so your body utilizes more carbs and fats for energy and stores protein directly into your muscle tissues. Optinos combines muscle building with increased endurance. Order at upstatemuscle.com. That's upstatemuscle.com. Never waste a workout.
New appliances can do wonders for a kitchen. Right now at the Home Depot, they'll also do wonders for a kitchen budget with up to 30% off appliance special buys. Like the 4-piece stainless steel Samsung kitchen suite, over 2,000 off a fridge, gas range, microwave, dishwasher. All at once, just in time for dinner. Up to 30% off appliance special buys now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details. Electric range available at extra cost. Valid through February 27th.
With over 8,000 certified pre-owned vehicles in their network, Henrik Honda Easley is ready to help you buy your next vehicle that will exceed your expectations. All their vehicles come with a warranty and your first maintenance included, and they even review repair orders with you to show they truly stand behind their product. Henrik Honda Easley wants you and your family to have a safe, reliable vehicle that you tell all your friends about. Check out their inventory at HenrikHondaSC.com. Again, that's HenrikHondaSC.com.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Get two country ham biscuits for just $3.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at officedepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour. So you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Now save up to 50% at the Big Chair event. That's up to 50% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 16th, 2019.
In the center of it all lies a crown jewel of Anderson, the Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center. Adventure awaits at the KidVenture Playground. There's 64 acres for sports, including 7 ball fields, 3 soccer fields, 8 tennis courts, and miles of hiking paths. A 10,000-seat amphitheater, and the county's largest ballroom and seating for up to 3,200 spectators. Hosting a private event? Look no further than the Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center. In the center of it all, go to AndersonEvents.com.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Worst takes a snap under pressure. It's got him, and down it goes as Bryant gets his second sack.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Hey, Zach, got a phone call from the wife.
Yeah.
Don't know what's going on with if this is it or not, but we're going to be very safe and cautious here. That's
sure.
The right thing to do, right?
Absolutely it is.
Okay.
Calm.
Very calm.
Work. Hey, I'm not freaking out. You're freaking out.
No, I'm very calm.
Everybody's calm.
You're freaking out.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
Are you?
Yeah.
You like this?
I really am.
Yeah. I mean, who knows, man? Who knows?
Sure,
you know, you have false alarms and all this kind of stuff. But maybe. Maybe the next time I see you, buddy. Might have a little fella with us. So
yeah, hope to see you in Greenville.
All right, so the plan is let's go to CBS Sports now.
Yeah, we're going to go to National Radio. Sorry, folks. We'd love to do the rest of the show for you here, but we have a bit of a family emergency. Not emergency.
No, not emergency. We'll see.
Family
we'll
thing. See.
Yeah.
So
got to be calm.
It is what it is, and we'll have 9 o'clock. The press box will be here with you, and your rest of the day will be as scheduled as promised, and hopefully we'll be back with you tomorrow morning.
Thanks, buddy.
In some capacity.
Sounds great. We'll listen to CBS Sports next.
To get it published, Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you: printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.